One. It is that one. That one and that one. Look, on my third try.
Good job.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. It's All Fish and Chips, the podcast. This is your official All Fish and Chips podcast. Don't accept any substitutes. This is episode 34. 34 big old podcasts. This will be under our belt. We're very proud of that. My name is Thor, and I am ready for a gong-banging good time. To my left, splitting the difference in the weather, we've got shorts and sweatshirt, Bubby.
Good evening, and where fantasy meets ecstasy.
That's Bubby. Next to Bubby, we have, as always, an empty seat. But this time, he's not missing out on the podcast because he's joining us by phone. We've got Tyler.
Fear not. How do you like them, Apple?
There you go. We love them, Apple. And then next to Tyler, in her matching red sweatshirt, not a Chiefs one, but still.
It's close enough. It's secondhand.
It's secondhand.
It's Jason Kelsey.
It's Jason Kelsey. No, it's Amanda.
Right. Hi.
You're not fooling anybody by pretending you're Jason Kelsey.
I wish I was Jason Kelsey.
He's got his own podcast. People know what he sounds like. Burn.
Just for once, at least once.
Just one day, we want you to just be Jason Kelsey.
Got it. Got it.
This is episode 34. Very exciting. The weather here has turned. It's gotten a bit chilly again. We're down from our 80-degree wandering around to rainy and cold and like 50. But Bubby says, you know what? Still shorts. So we're very proud of him for
it. Was warm when I left the house this morning.
Yeah,
once you commit to shorts, you just got to stick with it until it gets snowy. That's how that works.
I've got the spring fever already.
Bubby's got the fever. Got the fever for some spring. So we got a lot going on this week. Tyler couldn't be with us today because he is prepping to go on spring break. That's right. Tyler's going down to Daytona. Got him and 16 buddies. They got a house down there, and they're hoping that they can get into the MTV house and be on. No, none of that's happening because he got
a real world person 40. Yeah.
He's going with the family out to do some fun shenanigans. Him and the missus and the kids, and so he'll be gone next week. But
I would like to add, though, that the reason that I have missed the last two episodes is now virtually behind us. That ship has sailed.
Thank the heavens that this job that we have been on is done. It is a great product that we have turned out, but man, this project has been going on for like 3 years, and we are glad to be done with it.
It's been mildly taxing, especially as of late.
Yeah, but we're good to go. It's we got the sign off, and everyone seems happy.
I saw your video on Facebook.
I made a different video. I wanted to make one of me just sad going around in the circle for that experience, just for the 50th time, just ride it again. But I did
just
not.
Reacting to nothing.
Yeah, just nothing. Just fall asleep halfway through. But like I said, we've got a lot of stuff going on here. I'm going to start with this is my most recent one, but it involves this podcast. So my mother-in-law, so as we know, my wife has a podcast, and her mother and dad both listen together, like they tune in together the night it drops and listen to the entire podcast. Very cute, right?
Romantic.
Romantic, very cute. They listen on her dad's phone because it turns out her mom has no idea how the podcast app works, okay? So most people will choose a podcast, subscribe to it, and listen to all the episodes. What she does is she has the the suggestion page open and just listens to whatever podcast they suggest to her. So like, you might be interested in this podcast. So she listens to an episode of that, whichever one is highlighted for her, and then moves on with her life, never to hear that podcast again, possibly. And she likes to listen to like serial killer podcasts, or like, you know, like people got abducted and escaped from being abducted podcasts, that kind of stuff, you know, like real Discovery ID kind of stuff going on there.
A lot of those.
So she was listening to, you know, those kind of podcasts that were just randomly being served up to her. And she found one that was about serial killers. And she was listening to that podcast. And turns out that podcast, they were just talking about a bunch of breakfast foods and not talking about serial killers.
I think we did that.
But she goes, one of those guys on there has a real good radio voice. Like, he should do voiceovers and stuff. And my wife had to go, that's your son-in-law and his podcast, which she has never listened to up to this point. So we snuck into her freaking feed and got a free download out of that one. So shouts out to KK out there. We're bringing it all together. Hopefully one day she'll learn how to subscribe to a podcast. Maybe she can listen to this one. She said, though, there's a lot of cursing on that podcast, which she is correct.
She's correct. We appreciate the
again, warm-up, it's her son-in-law.
Yeah, but shouts out to KK. Thanks for listening to that one, at least. Bubby?
Yes, sir?
What's not a mail truck?
All right, so for those who do not live in the United States, we drive on the right-hand side of the road.
Bubby's got grievances already.
Our steering wheel... No, this isn't good. So... our steering wheel is on the left-hand side of the car.
Right.
And so
we're
on the inside of the right-hand lane, median side. And we do have a few mail trucks that have the steering wheel on the right-hand side.
Now, for those who don't know, that is because all of our mailboxes, when you're driving down the road, would be on the right-hand side.
Yes.
So if you were driving on the left-hand side, you couldn't just kind of pull over and pop some mail in the mailbox and keep on driving.
Right.
You'd have to get out every time, or you'd have to drive down the whole road going the wrong way.
Right. And so very seldom do you see a automobile from...
Automobile?
Is it England that drives on
England,
the road?
There's a bunch of countries.
Yeah.
Mostly those that were former colonies of England, but so yes.
Geography lesson after the show.
So yeah. Just a couple of days ago, I saw a really nice car coming toward me
in the other lane, hopefully
in the other lane.
Okay.
And I was admiring it, and once it got into my sight better, I could notice that the guy was driving the steering wheel on the wrong side.
Right, but he's in the correct lane, just on the he's on the outside of the lane, not the inside of the lane.
Right. And so it was like a convertible MG or something like that.
So something he probably imported from another
country. Really nice exactly. vehicle, but yeah, it just caught me by surprise that he was on the wrong side of the car driving.
Oh, you just looked over there and there's just like ghost town in the driver's seat, and you're like, "Oh no."
Yeah. I was like,
"Is that one of them self-driving cars?"
It's one of them phantom vans.
Phantom just ghosts driving that car. There's a guy who lives somewhere around here who has like a camper van, like a really cool looking camper van that was imported, because you know it's not one I've ever seen driving around the state. But he's driving on the wrong side of the car as well.
Yeah, there's really interesting cars that you can import. Europe and some of those other countries, Australia, and some of those have some really cool cars that we never see.
Yeah, Japan's got a lot of little tiny like. Trucks and stuff that I really kind of want one of those. like China's got them too. It's just like one person cab trucks, but it's got like a dump bed for no good reason, because you can only put
so you're willing to work in that.
Yeah, you can put a bag of marshmallows back there, but whatever. I got a dump on the back of it. I can just kick those to the ground. I don't have to reach in there and pick them up. So,
speaking of vehicles, I took a picture of a vehicle just around the corner from you and down the road.
Okay.
If you'd seen it.
Is this on Kimbrew? On the corner of Kimbrew and Sunshine?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
That one that's spray painted.
Yes.
It's a black one.
I was going to mention that today.
All right. Well, I am attaching it to our Slack.
Yep, and I will post it in I will post it in the Facebook when this episode gets up in the air. All right. Do you want to know the backstory of this? So this car is all tagged up, Tyler. You can see the picture that Pubby's posted in the Slack now.
Maybe. Oh, I can't wait.
Once he figures out how Slack works. Yeah. Grandpa's having a little trouble over here, but he's going to get it.
Where'd it go?
Figure it
out. He lost a picture. It's all going to hell over here. Anyway, so this car is all tagged up. It's white spray paint, all tagged up, right? This house that the car is next in front of is also tagged up. The box out front tagged up. The tree by the house tagged up. So we've talked about in the past that there's a app called like the neighborhood app, where people can post like insane shenanigans, right?
Should have it now.
Tyler, you frequent these kind of communities.
Oh yeah,
here.
I troll them really bad sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, Tyler likes to read like what all the neighbors are like mad about each other about. So my wife is in the same group. So she's like keeps an eye on this group. And so everyone's all worked up one day that these kids are out there tagging up this neighborhood and they destroyed this car. They spray painted this house and like the power box out by the road. And what are the cops going to do about this? These hoodlums out there destroying all the property. So a little bit of time goes by and it comes to find out that it's more than likely the dude living in the house that has done all this. There's another report in this neighborhood app where they called the cops because he was just laying sprawled out on the roof of the car, like appeared to be dead. So they called in to the cops to report that there may be a dead body on top of this car, to which the police on the other side go, no, no, we've already been out there. He's fine. He's just asleep.
Okay.
Fine.
So they have gone to check on him, and you can't do nothing because he's on his car, on his property, just asleep on his roof.
Oh, that guy? We know that guy.
Yeah, he's not dead.
So did he tag his own car?
Yeah, he tagged all that up. He tagged the house up. Like I think this is going to turn into one of the manifesto situations where he ends up like getting all them little letters and putting them on the cars like we've talked about in the past.
Right, yeah.
I think this guy is real close to going down that road.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah.
Drugs are bad.
So I drove. So I knew this had all happened, but I wasn't 100% sure where that house was. And then I took the dogs out for a walk the other night and we stumbled upon that house and I was like, oh, there it is.
Yep. It is
not far from my house. No. But he's out there, so he's got his own thing going on. Power to him.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's doing, but it's all white. Like he didn't have but one type of paint.
Yeah,
and a black vehicle. Yeah, he tagged everything up in that white paint, and it doesn't. There's no like rhyme or reason to it. It's like symbols and
yeah, it doesn't say anything.
It's like wingdings. It's all if you
fuck you, it doesn't.
If you put that into Microsoft Word and use the wingding font, that'll be his manifesto for sure.
I see the word coat, COAT.
All right. So maybe he just lost his coat and he's that upset about it. It's a nice coat.
He's really mad about his coat.
It's a members only jacket. Now it's gone.
I know the
air. Forgot a navy pea coat. Now I'm mad about it.
Yeah. I left it at that party and that bitch Veronica stole it. And then here comes his bright bait, right? Could happen. Who knows what's going on over there?
Right.
I'm going to guess nothing good. Or maybe meth. One of the two. But that's just conjecture. Please don't sue us. Amanda, you good over there?
Yep.
Okay. Are you still reading the book or what?
Still.
Yep.
What chapter are you on?
No, I don't.
Okay. Amanda informed me that the title of the chapter she's currently on is it's a bit straightforward and a little vulgar. So
I'm not going to say it.
We're not going to say it. But
yeah.
It's a fun book
just
she's reading.
Just for KK, we're not going to not gonna say that string.
Not necessarily my thoughts, but.
But somebody's book.
Might be.
It's very upsetting.
Could not
this.
Be. Who knows?
Might be a you'll fine never know. Involved.
Tyler, you got.
I do.
Okay.
I've been wanting to tell this one, but I have not been present. This one is entitled Coffee Napkins.
Coffee Napkins.
Coffee napkin.
One napkin.
So, as we've indicated, the last 3 to 4+ weeks have been quite busy at work. And in the line of work that we do, I travel a lot to job sites locally. So I've been pretty much living out of my truck as far as the things that I need and use. So one day I decide I'm going to be a good little boy and I'm going to clean my truck up. And I get all the trash and everything out of it, get it all cleaned out, except for a couple of napkins that I've been using. So I had some coffee cups that I needed to take into the house. And I had put those napkins into that coffee cup. That was on a Friday. Fast forward over the weekend. I am in a hurry late on a Monday. My lovely wife has brewed coffee for me in the morning. I poured it into my my cup in the house, and I go down to my truck to grab the first thing I can get out the door, which is a coffee cup that was in the floorboard.
Okay.
Pour the coffee cup in it, go to work.
You went
about 3/4 of the way to work. Wait a minute.
I need to back this up.
That
here
doesn't sound.
You picked up a coffee cup off the floor of your truck.
Yes. And one that I use back and forth.
Okay. And then poured coffee into it.
Correct.
Out of what container did you pour it out of?
Like a ceramic mug at the house.
Okay.
I had poured a regular coffee cup and was drinking on it, went and got a travel mug, poured it into that so I could take it with me.
Gotcha. Travel mug. Yeah. Okay. We're with you.
Travel mug.
Oh,
travel
I was with mug. Them the whole time.
I was confused why there were two cups.
Thanks, Amanda.
You're welcome.
I thought it was
I
two
was
girls.
Following your...
This is not a one dollar two cup story.
I'm wondering how clean the travel mug is.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to pause your story right here, Tyler.
No, just keep going.
To just say that one of the people asked at work earlier this week if Tyler ever washed his coffee mug, his travel mug, to which the answer was no. That's where all the flavor is.
That my father is with you, Tyler. So
thank you.
Keep going.
So at that point, I get 3/4 of the way to work, and this cup doesn't have a top on it. And I go to take a big drink of it and look down to realize the wad of used paper towels that were in the bottom of this cup that I had been drinking on that had been there, I don't know, 3 or 4 days to blow my nose on, wipe my
face,
whatever I may have used these particular napkins for. At that point, I set the coffee cup down, and I think I burned it when I got to the office.
Yeah, that is a terrible story.
Effectively ruined my morning.
Oh, I have to imagine that it did. This is like back in the day. High school, college kind of time, and you had buddies who used to dip. You know where I'm going here, and they would have a spit cup, and they'd have a beer, and then they'd have an empty beer can that was the spit cup, and I can tell you the number of times that I saw my roommates in college mix those two up was more than it should have been. Because after the first time you do that, you think you'd be real careful about that, but
nope.
Now, granted, they were drinking, you know, Milwaukee's best.
I was gonna say 2 or 3 beers down, they're not checking so much.
Yeah, exactly.
More bad decision.
But that's just a terrible surprise every time it happens. I got to imagine, and I can't imagine snot rag cup being any better.
Maybe that's what I should have called that one.
Right, but then you give away the story if you call it that, right?
Right.
I
showed up to work after I'd posted that to the Slack, and I walked in. I said, coffee napkin story. He goes, save it.
Right. 100% save it. So, gross. Now, I got a lot of pictures here this week, so we're going to kind of hit the next one. All right. I don't want anyone to say anything. I just want you to look at the feed, and there's a picture of a tattoo that I've cropped down to just the words on the tattoo. Okay. Don't read it out loud because I want to tell you how this went for me. There's a lady standing in front of me. This is at a Steak and Shake. We may know that my brain is not trustworthy. Okay. The anxiety is my brain lying to my body, and it is now kind of advanced. This may be Alzheimer's, to which I'm just accepting at this point. Sometimes I will look at a word and my brain will tell me what that word is, but I won't have read the word. My brain will just say, that's this word. And I will go, okay. And then I will move on with my life. And I will be 100% wrong sometimes. So this tattoo I looked at, and it said, yeehaw. And I went, the hell would you get a tattoo that says yeehaw on it for? What kind of inbred hillbilly are you? And I took a picture of it. And I was going to come in here and talk about the tattoo that said yeehaw. And I showed this to my wife, and she goes, you dumb idiot. That does not say yeehaw. Bubby, what does it say?
Yahweh.
Yahweh, which explains that tattoo way more than my thinking that it said yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
And I wish she would have said behind her, yeehaw. But, just see what she did.
Right, 100%. But I took that picture. I then edited that picture. I then sent it to the Slack channel, then showed my wife. So I had looked at that at least 4 times.
Yeah.
And every time it said yeehaw.
That's funny.
And then in cursive says James 1:12.
Right. Which I also did not understand. when it was said yeehaw.
Yeehaw, James.
Yeehaw, James Winston. Yes, church.
Yes, church. If you go just outside of Branson West, there is a church up there that just has a sign that says YES exclamation point church. It's not the name of the church. It's just yes, church. And every time I drive by it, I like saying it. Yes. I'll be honest with you.
That's it's how good. It's pronounced in my head.
Yeah, it's good marketing. It really is. Because I see that sign, I'm like, yeah, church. So yeah, yeehaw tattoo. Sorry, lady, for misunderstanding your tattoo multiple times. Amanda?
What?
You had a story you wanted to tell on the podcast.
I don't know if I wanted to tell it. I wanted to share it with my friends, but I'll share it with the world.
Okay. You don't have, if you don't want to tell it, you don't have to. I can cut this part out.
Yesterday I sliced my fingerprint off of my finger, essentially. Oh, like I took a lot of skin off my finger.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was real good. And
hence the Band-Aid that you're wearing right now.
Yeah. And I learned a lot about two of my friends yesterday.
Okay.
One was standing there when it happened, and I started bleeding a lot. He was like, "Are you bleeding?" I was like, "Yep." And I know he doesn't like blood. And so he kept like walking. He's like, "Are you okay? Do you need anything?" I was like, "I need some food. Go get me some food." And he kept like walking toward me. I was like, "I'm bleeding a lot. Don't look at me. Go get me some food."
Food's gonna help.
I'm hideous.
It was lunchtime. I was hungry.
And she was losing a lot of blood.
That was my mission before I chopped my finger print off.
Now, was this just an attempt to hide from the government?
Yeah.
By removing all your fingerprints? And then after the first one, you're like,
I burned one. Like,
yeah, chemical acid one off.
Right. And I was like, maybe I'll just slice this one off.
And so, then you're like, maybe this isn't
it's not
worth
the
it.
Way to go.
Lose one in an unfortunate accident.
Hey, are you down?
You shut your pie hole over there. Lose one in an unfortunate accident.
Too soon.
You didn't even lose at all.
I lost the fingerprint part.
Fine, baby. Didn't even lose a whole finger.
Yeah, I know.
The fingerprint is definitely going on that finger.
But anyway, so it took me most of the day to get it to stop bleeding.
Yikes.
But it just like slowed down and then I went through a lot of bandages. And,
okay. So like, you learned about two people though.
I learned about two people. So then ran into another friend at lunch.
Okay.
And I was told to tell this friend, and I was like, I don't think this friend likes blood either.
Oh. Yeah. That's why you were told to tell them.
Right. And that friend was like, I'm okay with blood. I just can't see like where the blood is coming out of. And I was like, okay. Like the cut. And I was like, okay, well, right now it's all blood. Like you cannot see the cut. I don't know what the cut looks like. It's just blood.
It's just blood everywhere. And it's a little spurty. I don't know what that means, but probably problematic.
So anyway, like told the story to both these friends, and they were a little green when I was telling them what happened. And then later in the day, I went back to the scene of the crime and saw something on the floor when I was cleaning up the blood.
Here it is. This is the part I was waiting for.
And I picked it up. I was like, oh, there's my fingerprint.
Now.
Save it for later.
That's my question. Where is that fingerprint now?
I can't tell you.
Okay. Did you save it?
No.
But you know where it's at.
Boo.
Yeah.
Oh,
and, what?
I mean, it was not great because it like was dried because it had been there for several hours. So it was dried up and kind of rolled up.
Oh.
So. But my favorite was when I told both of these people, I was like, guess what I just found on the floor? I found my fingerprint. Actually, I think I said my finger skin. I found my finger skin on the floor.
Yikes.
They both made the best, like,
yep. Was it your forefinger?
What?
Was it your forefinger?
Yeah, it's my ET finger.
Okay, so it's not the not the one. Oh, I see what you did there. Your foreskin.
It was. I found it.
How much of my finger story have I told? Have I told this?
You've told some of it, but I don't think you've really said how it happened.
Okay. Since we're on this topic, let's just go down this route.
Okay.
That is, I no, don't let me interrupt you.
Fingers are us. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
But I learned that two
of your friends,
two of my manly friends are not going to be helpful if something tragic ever happens.
And the reason I want to tell,
they are capable of going to get food though.
The reason I'm telling my story is because the one friend who was also not helpful in my experience. So we've alluded to it and we've mentioned in the past that I've lost one of my fingers.
Quit saying it like that. The people at home are going to be real disappointed when we go on tour and they meet you and you have lost 10 fingers.
The first,
show me the gross half of your face.
Okay.
Could take a picture of it and post it.
Yeah, I will take a picture and post the part that I'm missing. I am missing from the first joint up on my middle finger.
It's like an eighth of a finger.
It's like a quarter of a finger. According to the judge who oversaw my workman's comp complaint, it is a quarter of the finger. Mm.
Is used to, like,
most people when they lose a chunk of finger will cut it off in some sort of saw or knife accident, as I'm assuming that's how Amanda lost her fingertip, is in some sort of bladed accident.
Yeah.
I decided not to go that route and decided instead to just crush my finger off. So here's how the story goes. I was working at the place where we all met, and we were throwing away some old audio equipment, including some very old, very heavy speakers. Ryan, Tyler's brother, is the reason this all occurred, because he was like, why don't you take those speakers out to the dumpster and just throw them in the dumpster? And so I take myself and friend of the podcast, Corey, out to throw these speakers in the dumpster. Now, this dumpster is an open top, and it's a tall one. So the lip of the open top is above my head, and I'm 6'3". So I lift the speaker up onto the edge of the dumpster, and I'm going to push it in. And as I'm going to push it in, the part that's resting on the dumpster slips off and catches my finger between the dumpster and that speaker. Thunk. I then look down at my hand because I'm like, oh no, I've broken my finger. This is bad. And I look down. So I'm cupping my hand against my chest, and I look down at my hand, and all I see is bone. And I'm like, oh no, this is much worse. And I'm like, and I look to Corey, who is with me, who then at this point is just kind of looking to the left and looking to the right, just back and forth, like, no help, zero help in this experience. Okay. And I'm like, and I don't know what to do. I'm like, and there's an old, and I'm going to say his full name because his name's on a plaque out. Don Florky. Finger savior. That dude there goes, hop in my truck. I'll take you up to first aid. And so I hop in his truck, and he throws me a dirty, like, rag that's in his truck and goes, wrap it up in this. And at this point, I have no better plan than, okay, he seems to know what's going on. And I wrap that dirty ass rag around my hand, and up he takes me to first aid. So I get to the first aid department, and I walk in there, and I'm calm. I'm not freaking out because the bad things already happened. There's nothing, like, if I'm probably not going to die, right? I don't know. Maybe. We'll find
bleed
out.
To death.
And so I walk in there, and they go, how can we help you? And I go, and I don't even say anything. I just show them my hand, and they go, oh, no. And I'm like, yep, right? And so they go, come in here, come
That's
in here.
I thought.
And so they kind of take a look at it, and they're kind of looking at it, and they're like, and then the head lady there goes, where's the rest of it? And I'm like, I don't know. Out by that dumpster somewhere, I'm going to guess. And she goes, okay. And she takes off. Like, she's gone.
Like, she's going to find it.
She goes. She goes to find it. This is Phyllis that I'm talking about. First name only. And she goes,
it's funny that she didn't ask you which dumpster before she left.
Right. No, she just, I guess, knew. I don't know.
I'll check them all.
I think I said the open top. So it would have been the only one at the time, probably. So she's gone. And so they call an ambulance, and they're like, okay, well, we're going to have to take you up to the hospital, probably get this looked at, because we can't help this at first aid, right? So they call the ambulance, and I'm waiting there at the ambulance, and they kind of, like, put a they take the dirty rag away, thank God, and they put, like, a bandage around it, and they're waiting for the ambulance, and that ambulance shows up, and I kind of get into the vehicle,
Just kind of.
You know, I get into the vehicle and I'm sitting in the back.
Not all the way.
And then here comes Phyllis and she's got a little bag. And she hands me the little bag and she goes, you're going to need this. I'm like, okay. And she gives it to the paramedic who's there with me and he kind of just sets it there. I think it's on ice. It's like a bag, but she's got it on ice. So she hands it to that guy. He sets it to the side. He goes, okay, we got it. And we're starting to pull away. And then here comes Ryan and Corey just kind of wandering up just to see what's going on, like at no concern at all. And they're like, hey, we got your stuff. And they hand me my like keys and phone or whatever. And no concern from them whatsoever. And then off I go to the hospital.
They were concerned enough to get your stuff.
Yeah, they got my stuff. Nice. But they were also in no hurry either. Like it just took the ambulance a while to get there. So they finally met me up there. So whatever. So I get I'm in the thing and they don't turn the lights on or nothing. We're just going to take a leisurely drive up there.
There's no rush.
Apparently. So he's taking my blood pressure and he's kind of talking to me and we're going to go to Mercy, which is in Springfield. So I am in Branson and they're going to take me all the way up to Springfield. So obviously I'm not in that much danger, right? So we get all the way up there and they kind of take the gurney out and they wheel me in and I don't have to wait in the waiting room or nothing. They wheel me right into the back and into a room. And they're kind of like, okay, we'll have the doctor come in here in just a minute, take a look at it. And we'll kind of go from there. And so then this nurse comes in and she goes, I'm going to have to clean out the wound. Okay. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And she's going to clean out the wound. I have pictures, by the way, that I could post to the Facebook if anybody is interested.
We can just send them in an email.
Yeah. If you're interested, write into the podcast. I'll send you some nasty pictures of my fingers.
Thor, what's the name they use that when they clean that out? There's a name
they debride. They debride the wound. They're going to debride the wound. That is correct. So she's going to debride the wound. So she goes to get the saline solution that she's going to squirt on the wound to clean it out in case there's anything from that nasty ass wreck that I wrapped around my hand because I'm stupid. So she goes, okay, we're going to debride the wound. And then she takes this water, which when she left, I didn't realize she had gone to a glacier and it had been buried in the glacier for years. Because when she squirted that water in my finger, it was negative 7,000 degrees. I'm not sure, but it is the coldest thing I've ever felt in my entire life. And my entire body just locks up. Because I don't know if you know this, but if you chop off your finger, then that's just all nerve endings at the end of that now.
Right.
And she squirts that cold ass water right on it. And I light up like a Christmas tree. Okay. And she's like apologizing. She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm going as fast as I can. And I'm like, I'm the gritted teeth, you know, and like every muscle in my body is just tensed up and she's cleaning out this thing.
Can she not dead at first?
Well, she goes, I'll give you something for the pain. I'm like, okay, that'd be good because this is not fun. And then she goes,
this is reversed,
and gets not just a regular kind of painkiller. She goes and gets morphine.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you've had morphine, Bubby, or anybody else at the table, but it is the bomb. Okay.
I love it.
Morphine is the best drug ever,
right now,
ever invented ever. Okay. Kids, if you're listening out there, get some morphine and do it because it is awesome. All right.
In the hospital.
I don't like painkillers.
Oh, no.
I don't like heavy duty stuff. So it makes me feel like I'm going to throw up.
So
I hate it.
Okay. So opioids, all that stuff, yeah. 100% agree.
Yeah.
Not morphine. Mm-hmm. Morphine's the bomb. Okay. So she goes, I'm going to give you this shot. Boop, it goes in. Just from my head down, it just a warm feeling just washes over me. And all of a sudden, none of it matters.
No more stress.
Nothing. I don't give a shit about anything at this point, okay? I'm like, yeah. So I 100% like old timey people who used to get addicted to morphine because you could just buy it at a freaking pharmacy. I 100% know why you would get addicted to this drug. Because
added that to vegetables and stuff back in the day, didn't they?
Yeah.
It was readily available.
Yeah, you just get it anywhere. Here's some candy. It's got morphine in it. It's delicious. So I understand drug users at this point because I think about that all the time. So they give me the drug and I'm like, oh, this is so much better. And then they're like, okay, the doctor's going to come and look at it. And the doctor comes and takes a look and goes, oh, so he comes in and they've got the bag that they gave him, okay? And they take the bag and they open it up and look in it and go, we're not going to need that. And they set that right off to the side. That part's gone now. We're not going to worry about that anymore, because I didn't just cut it off, as I said before. I smooshed it off like a grape. So that's gone. And I should have known that, but I brought that bag with me anyway. And so he takes a look at it and goes, okay, well, you're going to have to get surgery for that. That guy's not here today, so you're going to have to come back tomorrow for that. But we'll go ahead and get it wrapped up and stuff. So they then proceed.
I'm back.
Yeah, I got to come back the next day, right? So they wrap up the finger, and then they put a big-ass bandage around the whole hand. So my hand looks like a foot at this point, because that bandage is so big. They say, but before you go, because this is workman's comp, we're going to have to have you take a drug test. That's not a problem. I'm going to pass that drug test, no problem.
You're full of morphine, though.
But I am full of morphine, but that's not what they're testing for, because they know they gave me the morphine. They can account for that. Right. So and it's a urine test. So that morphine ain't got to the pee yet.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Right.
That's their trick. We ain't paying out of no workman's comp. You're a high on morphine. But you gave me the morphine. Nope. Doesn't matter. You're high. So they're like, all right, we're going to give you the drug test. We're going to get the people down here to give you the drug test. An hour and 30 minutes I wait for them to come down and do that drug test. They call. Nobody comes. They call again. Nobody comes. They call and yell at a manager. Nobody comes. I have to go. And at some point I tell them, you're either going to have to get somebody down to collect this sample, or I'm going to give it to you freely here in just a second.
In a cup.
I'm waiting so long, they give me another shot of morphine while I'm waiting. Okay? Also awesome. Just going to say that again. So and I am on the point of like, I'm going to have an accident if somebody doesn't show up here soon. I'm like, can you just collect this and then give it to this guy when he shows up? They're like, no, he has to be here when it happens. And I'm like, okay, because we're gonna do this one way or the other. And then finally that dude shows up and he goes, here's this. And he hands me like a Dixie cup. And he's like, fill this up. I'm like, buddy, that and 500 more of these is going to happen here. So we get the sample and they send me home and they say, here's some drugs. You can get these. And these are painkillers, not morphine. And you get codeine or whatever, you know, oxys or whatever it is. It's not the good stuff at this point. And they go, come back tomorrow and we'll do the surgery. So I have to drive home and then try to sleep that night with this foot of a bandage and just popping pills. Try not to think what's happening. Like, what is happening under there? There's not a missing finger under there. But we're all good with that. So I'm like, okay. And so I go back and get the surgery. You know, I got to drive all the way back there and get the surgery. And that all went smoothly, no big problems. And I'm supposed to wear the bandage for like 6 weeks and then come back and they're going to take the bandage off after the surgery. So 6 weeks go by. I've got a little plastic cap that goes over the bandage, so if I can't bang it on things and stuff. And this whole time, I was fine, right? I mean, I lost my finger, obviously. Part of my finger, Amanda. Wow. I lost part of my finger, but I'm not like, none of this is like upset me, like really upset me. I mean, it's a thing that happened. I can't do anything about it. And like, I've looked at this finger many times, and I'm fine with all that, right? So we go to get the bandages off, and I have to soak the bandage. It's been on for like 6 weeks. Folks, if you're a little squeamish, skip forward a couple seconds. So I dip it in the hydrogen peroxide to kind of break up the bandage a little bit, and then they're going to peel it off. And it's a nurse practitioner. She starts peeling off the bandage, and we get to where my finger is. Kind of like the first couple layers go off fine, and she gets to the part where my finger is, and she starts peeling it back, and like, some skin and stuff is going with it, okay? We're peeling back. And I watch this happen, and as I'm watching it happen, she goes, are you doing okay over there? And I went, I don't think that I am. And she goes, do you need to lay down? I think that would be a very good idea if I laid down right now. And there's like an exam bed in there. And she goes, let's just lay you down. And I lay down. I was seconds from passing out from watching that. That is the part that got me. Not the missing finger, not the bone. It was them taking that bandage off is the part that got me.
That's weird.
So
taking your skin layer by layer got you.
Well, it was just that bit was coming off. Like, and I was like, oh, no. That's not good. And I was about to go down, and that'd be a big boy to try to get back up off the floor when that happened. I'll tell you that right now. So good thing she caught me.
They'd just leave you there. Right? He'll wake up.
He'll get up, just nudging me with her toe every once in a while, like, hey, You're still with us?
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. He'll be up and about in a little bit. Yeah. So
you doing okay, buddy?
That's my finger story. That's the good bits of it anyway.
Which is the reason to this day we can't put things in the dumpster.
Right? Still to this day at that company, right? You're banned from putting things in the dumpster. You just have to leave them next to it.
Or you wrote policy. How's
and
that
they,
feel?
They will forklift it up into the dumpster and drop it off. So you're welcome, Bobby.
It did take me a long time to thoroughly clean my finger.
Oh, I
hurt so bad.
Oh yeah, because there's no temperature of water that is not going to be like terrible.
Yeah, well, and it's just there's no protection skin there, right? So it's just like just pour this right into your body.
This is like when they at one point they were talking about they were going to laser off one of my toenails because I have an issue with it.
Yes, I have an issue with it.
Yeah,
it's, I hate Janice.
I hate it. Son of a.
Amanda's 100% right. Janice down there is pissing me off all the time. I'm like, I'm going to cut you right out of my life, Janice. Janice the toenail. Welcome to the podcast episode, by the way. Janice the toenail. Somebody remember that. So they were going to, like, I have an ingrown toenail, blah, 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 whatever. They were going to laser it off. But in my brain, this goes back to last week, and I'm going to talk to Tyler about last week. In my brain, I could not imagine like having to live my life without that toenail covering that part of.
Yeah.
Like if you were just missing your fingernail and like that part is just exposed to the world,
yeah.
I cannot, my brain can't wrap itself around that. And I don't think I could function day to day if it were like that.
No. I wanted to wash my hair last night because it's been very humid. So my hair is very frizzy.
Right.
So I was going to wash it, but I got into the shower with every intention and I had it like all wrapped up. I had several bandages around it, but water got in there and I was like, nope, I'm not even finishing the shower. I'm clean enough. I'm getting out. It was awful.
All done.
It hurts so bad.
It's like when you get a sunburn and you try to take a shower and you're like, ah, this is not worth it. I'll just be dirty.
Right.
Did you try peroxide to clean it?
No, not doing that. Now it's got a nice little, I don't know, first layer of new skin. So
skin buds.
Sealed in Scab. There.
For my wife, if you're listening to this episode, skin buds. She does not like the concept or the appearance of new grown skin, skin buds. So her mom used to work in the burn unit at Mercy. And so Jordan has been traumatized by the word skin buds.
It looks so nice though.
Yeah, fresh skin, right?
It looks real nice.
Pink, like a baby's bottom.
Right?
I am curious whether the fingerprint is going to grow back or not.
Yeah.
Or are you just going to be like smooth on there?
I don't know.
I miss it. Like, so as you get older, your fingerprints kind of like get less and less. And so like real old people, they can't do like fingerprint scanners because there's nothing there to scan.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting to that point now. I don't know how much fingerprint I got left on that finger. Mm.
It's just one of my fingers though.
Losing my identity. That's right. I don't even know who I am no more because I lost my fingers. All right, Bubby. Hey, I still don't have the sound effect. Do you have one of those stories?
No, not.
No, you just got this one about the tent.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have homeless camps quite often around Springfield.
Okay, I thought you were going to say like in my backyard or in my neighborhood.
Around Springfield.
Okay.
And so you see tent communities, no big deal. But on highway,
not like LA.
I'm going to say
it's not.
It probably is a big deal. Like we've got just people who don't have homes or are living in tents in the woods around this place. Something should probably be done, but America, welcome to it. So continue.
That's what I mean.
That's my soapbox.
I'm getting off it. Right. On the James River Freeway, you can head west and see shopping centers. There's Walmart Supercenter and some restaurants and mattress and place and furniture, all that. So between the highway and the shopping center is a fence.
Right.
And it's grassy area. And right there on the outside of one of the restaurants is just a tent.
Just set up there?
Just one tent.
So it's on the wrong side of the fence. So you're between the highway and the fence there.
Yeah. It's just right up against the fence on the highway side.
Secluded, quiet area.
Just tons of of right. vehicles going by, but right. I mean, you're right there on
smog.
The outside of the back side of a shopping center, and yeah, just one tent set up. Dude,
he don't want to be a part of an encampment
overnight. Yeah, just on the side of the road on the highway behind a inner.
There, but for the grace of God goes you, Bubby. You know what I'm saying? That could be you living in that tent.
Hopefully not.
Bubby, you pitching a tent? I'm just asking.
Come on.
I mean, for camping, Bubby. What are you talking about? For camping.
No.
No. No domestic camping for you, Bubby.
I just feel bad for that one camper.
You go over there
and
take him. Go to Walmart, get him some stuff, take it over there. You can go meet that guy, talk with him, find out his life story, bring him on the podcast.
Talk about his life.
Talk about his life. There we go. Do it, Bubby. It's your homework assignment. Speaking of homework assignments, mm-hmm. has everyone... Okay, Bub. Okay, Tyler, do you remember the homework assignment? You were supposed to think of a headline.
Join the club.
You were supposed to think of a headline for... don't shout it out if you do remember. For... something that had happened, and we were going to write down a headline that this person could use to describe that the event that happened. Okay? Now, Bubby has written down his answer, but has forgotten the question. Okay? You have obviously forgotten the question. I have mine. Okay? But what we're going to do is we're going to have Bubby read his answer and then tell us what he thinks the question was, and then we will see how close he gets. Do you know what we're talking about at all, Tyler?
What was that? I'm sorry, you broke up.
Holy crap.
No, at the end.
I said, do you have any idea what we're talking about right now?
No.
Okay. So Tyler didn't even write down his answer. At least Bubby wrote down his answer and then forgot the question. All right, Bubby. For those of you playing along at home, you should know if you've listened to, it was about 3 podcasts ago that we did this.
We're going to have Bubby read his first, and then we'll share the question with everyone.
Well, I want Bubby to guess his question, what the question is, too. And then we'll share what the answer question was.
Okay.
Bubby, what is your answer?
My answer that I put down, and I could have looked this up ahead of time, the answer, but I did not.
No, don't.
The question.
Don't do it, because that ruins the fun.
I didn't. So my answer was, tried out for Sweeney Todd.
Oh, that is a good answer to that question. That is a very good answer to that question.
It's good.
I don't have no idea what the question was.
Okay, now,
I think.
What do you think the question would have been?
Did it have something to do with why someone had fingernails, specific fingernails?
That is
wow.
No.
You started out and I thought you had
it. I know.
And then you veered so far to one side that you amazingly got that far off track.
Okay. Well, that's all I could think of.
Tyler, did that jog anything in your memory?
Wish it did.
Okay. I'm going to give my answer.
Okay.
Which is alien abduction, where they try to swap heads with another person and then send them back to Earth.
Nice.
Okay. Does that help you at all, Bubby?
No.
Amanda, did you have one or you?
I did.
Okay. Amanda's going to tell hers. Let's see if that helps you, Bubby.
I don't think it'll help you. Mine is, I smiled at a crocodile.
Oh, that is also a good one. Bubby is completely perplexed by what's happening right
Something
now.
Something about cutting off your head?
Kind of.
The homework assignment was... Amanda's sister has a scar that runs from basically ear to ear.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
you,
right. I
you were going to write a headline that would explain why that scar was there. And your answer is incredible.
Yes, it's okay. Great.
And even better that you don't remember what the question was.
Try it out for Sweeney Todd.
Perfect.
So, mm-hmm. All right. So there it is. Those are ours. Tyler, of course, has failed the assignment.
Totally failed.
No one would expect any different.
I'll have her, when she hears this, I'll have her write in. And
okay. Now, Tyler, last week, speaking of writing in, we discussed irrational fears. And I named a couple of the irrational fears that I have. Now, Tyler, do you have... So mine were like, I have a new one that our recent job has put into me, which is that I cannot go into a porta potty now with anything in my pockets because I'm 100% sure it's going to fall into the porta potty and then I'm going to have to go and fish it out. Mostly my phone or my keys is what I'm concerned with. So that was one irrational fear I had. I had listed a couple others. Do you have any irrational fears like that?
Honestly, there's nothing that really comes to mind. There's nothing that I walk into. I really don't.
Okay, so you are now with the other three of these people.
Yeah.
And that who have all looked me dead in the eye and said, I'm insane and no one has irrational fears. It's just me. Okay.
That's not exactly what I said. But
that's basically.
I will say that there's nothing that comes to mind at this moment.
No. So that's the gist of how this went down. So I reached out to our listeners and I said, please write into the podcast and tell me what your irrational fears are so I don't feel like an insane person. And I would like to thank everyone who wrote into the podcast, and I have them all here in front of me, all the people who wrote into the podcast to join me on my side and list their irrational fears. And I'm going to bring up this message, this list that I have in front of me and go, oh, it was none of you, you sons of bitches. It is just me, apparently.
So now you're like one in a lot.
Yeah, I'm one versus everyone who's ever listened to this podcast.
Now you're questioning everything you've ever thought.
No, 100%. Is it really just me? Am I the insane one here? And quite possibly I could be. I'll be honest with you. It may just be me. I'm going to put a poll up on our Facebook group asking anyone who has listened to the podcast maybe to reach out to me there so that I don't feel quite as ostracized as I currently do.
Good luck with that.
Tyler, I was really hoping you were going to help me out on this one, and then you just ghosted me.
I could reach out a lifeboat, but I got nothing for you.
Okay, that's great. I feel good about myself. So high five me.
Hashtag friends forever.
Hashtag best friends in the world.
What happened to his friendship bracelet? Did he get it?
No, he has not got it. The friendship bracelets are behind you in the zero bar container. We still have a couple of zero bars.
Zero bar container.
Mine's upstairs. I had to take mine off because I freaked myself out with it the other night. I was wearing it and I rolled over and it snagged on something, and I thought it was spiders because I'm out and like something's like skittering around on my wrist and I'm then 100% wide awake, like, and I look down, I'm like, oh, friendship bracelet. I just slid it off and I stuck it in the nightstand.
I would like my friendship to feel like that for you.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you, Amanda. Over the years, I've felt like your friendship to me feels like spiders on my skin.
Thor, now that you say that, I don't necessarily have an irrational fear, but so I cannot get my wedding ring off. Oh, I will say that.
Your finger has added a little more weight than when you originally put it on.
That is correct. And I haven't taken it off in a long time. So I won't say I have an irrational fear, but if I mess with it long enough, I might have to cut my finger off.
If he starts thinking
just
about
to know it. Just to know that it starts, that it will come off.
I'm not saying that might be a rational fear, to be honest with you. Because you hear about those people who get their hand caught in an accident or stuff, and it kind of mooshes that ring down a little bit, and then they got to cut that ring off. And there's a trick you can.
I actually had a manager that worked for. He was military and worked telecommunications, and they were feeding big telephone cable through a mechanical puller. So it's not somebody pulling the cable. This is a machine. It's not
yanking on that cable. Yeah.
And there happened to be a nick in the PVC jacket, and it caught his finger, and he was able to get it off moments before it pulled it through the puller.
But okay.
That's exactly what you're talking about.
I have that. So Jimmy Fallon, tried to skin his finger off, fallen once, and he caught it, on the corner of a table. Friend of several of us here, Joel, no last name, told a story about a guy who got his caught at work once, and it basically skinned his finger. And so now I have a rubber ring that I wear Bubby's got the rubber ring too, because
I'm thinking about getting one.
Me too.
I heard that Amanda's also wearing a rubber ring, but she's not going to tell you where she's wearing it.
It's not a wedding ring.
It is not a wedding ring or on her fingers. No. So I have my wedding ring, but I can't wear it now, especially when I'm at work, because Joel told me that story and it freaked me out.
Right.
Probably another irrational fear, but that's probably a rational fear because it did happen to people.
I did make myself a friendship bracelet. I didn't wear it today because I forgot to put all of my jewelry on today. But you want to guess what mine says?
I thought of a good one too, dude, the other day, and I can't.
It doesn't say dude.
Dude.
Where's my phone?
No, I don't. I don't have a good guess here. I am pins and needles waiting to hear what it does say.
Mine says California goo.
Oh, that is a good one. Nice. California goo. I thought of a good one. Good. We should have made Tyler and make him wear it because he hasn't been here for three episodes in a row. And when I remember what that was, I'm gonna text it to you.
My sister Caroline came up with a few because we often ride down to Branson together, and we usually listen to the podcast.
Okay.
When it comes out.
Gotcha.
But she and I may have them, but she's at. Thought of a few more things to add to the bingo board.
Okay, perfect.
One of them includes anytime, like, it basically happens when we try to do an activity and I just say nope.
Right, which happens a lot.
Right. But she also thought I should have a bracelet that says nope.
Nope.
Yeah.
We are going to try. I'm making zero promises here that we're actually going to, because every time I say we're going to try to do something, we fail at it 100%. Yeah. But we are going to try to get friend of the podcast, Carol, on here for a very special episode coming up. So if you hear this, Carol, and I haven't talked to you yet, here's your warning, to do a very special podcast with friend of the podcast, Carol, coming up here very soon. And I also am about halfway done with your picture, and then I will have that ready to send out as well. So it is coming. But ask Anthony how good I am at getting these actually out. I've got a couple quick ones here. In the thread, you will see. Bubby, did you go to Chipotle on Monday and have lunch?
Always.
Okay. So we went on Tuesday to have lunch at the Chipotle on Campbell. You'll be happy to know they are still out of Powerade, as well as now Diet Coke. So it's going well over there. Mm. So we get there and we get in line and we order our food and they start, and then we move up the line, you know, and they kind of put the food there for the cash register guy. And the guy in front of me orders a kid's meal, okay, with his regular. There's no kids, okay? He's just ordering the kid's meal because he wants a kid's quesadilla. This grinds the entire process to a screeching halt because now we have to choose between apples and whatever the other kid options are. And now he has to choose his drink, which is like milk or some sort of juice box or something else. And then he's got to go get kids' chips because they don't have kids' chips ready, and the guy gets chips with his thing. So he's got to go in the back and get a little tiny bag of chips to give this guy as well. So this line comes to a screeching halt, and they only have one register open. And this guy has been demoted to register because he couldn't manage any of the other things, I'm pretty sure.
All right. Plus, you have to order a kid's quesadilla on the app. You can't do that in store.
Oh, you can, apparently. Yeah. Apparently, the one on Campbell will just let you do whatever you want.
It says on the app, only for app only.
So this guy gets it. He's got it ordered, and we're doing this whole thing. Chips, blah, 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 blah. So the picture is the lining up of what this experience happens. There are seven meals, and this is when I took the picture. More pile in after this picture, where it just backs up, and it's just meal after meal after meal after meal after meal. And now, guy who's not good at the cash register to begin with has to get everybody else through this line.
And they're all bowls.
They're all bowls. Every one of them's a bowl, because that's the correct answer. The bowl is the correct answer at Chipotle. What do you get, Bubby?
I love their tacos. Soft tacos.
You're getting ripped off with the tacos. You don't get near as much food as you do by getting the bowl.
I understand that.
Okay. But it's probably the smart move.
They're tasty.
They're tasty.
It's not so much food.
Right. That's probably the smart move, but not me. Fat me goes, put all the food on here. I want two salsas and I want the sour creams and give me this and give me that. Not to be confused with Tyler, who took all the upgrades, but...
Upgrade.
Upgrade. we've told that story, right?
Three things on it. I only get three things.
Well, okay, wait a minute. Now I'm confused. What three things do you get on your order?
Well, besides the meat.
You get the meat?
Protein.
Rice?
No.
What?
No. On soft tacos, no.
Holy fuck. Okay.
They're not as big as burritos. Beans? You can't just stuff it with beans? Everything. No beans.
So just meat.
Meat. Lettuce.
Lettuce? That's a waste.
I love their lettuce. It's so good. It is so good in a taco. Cheese.
That's three things.
And the hottest salsa they have.
Burns
your mouth.
Yeah, we've talked about that one.
I love that.
Lava salsa.
Love it.
Your choices are tomatoes or lava salsa. We've already established that.
That's what it is, yes.
Okay, I get the bowl every time, and I get all the extras on it, but not the ones you got to pay for, just the, you know, salsa, sour cream, cheese, Yes, yes, yes. They got the fajita veggies. Put that on there too. Anyway, so this guy backed it up. That's all that my story was. It was not a good story, but I do have a picture of the just huge line of bowls that had lined up behind that order. I know that's a boring story.
Which one was yours?
Mine is I think the front of that line, by the way. There on the left, you can see.
That looks tasty.
It thank you, Bubby. Thank you for validating my order.
You're so kind.
You know what? After the week that I've had and everyone ganging up on me about irrational fears, thank you for some validation.
You're welcome.
I don't think anybody ganged up on you. I asked a question and we answered.
I know, but I felt ganged up on. Okay? I felt like I was the weird kid.
You have an irrational fear.
I have the irrational feel
about
of being
your irrational fears.
Right, exactly. All right, I got time. Anybody got any other stories they want to tell?
Before we leave, I have a question for Tyler.
Okay, let's do that. We can do my other things next week because none of them are that.
Go for it.
They're all Chipotle stories
anyway.
Ask me
anything.
Tyler, last week when we left Thor's house, was there a Seven Brew sitting across the street in that blank?
I don't know.
Tyler wouldn't know because Tyler hasn't been here for three weeks.
Oh, was he not here last
week? You could have asked me.
Okay,
but we
walked out together.
Bubby? Well, he's not here today, so that's why
I'm gonna need to take a moment here, Bubby. Not only do you not listen to the podcast,
I listen.
And you're on episode 20.
I'm 11. No, I'm listening to Ethan and Amanda's right now.
Okay, so that's a special episode. That doesn't even count in the order number.
Say, what the hell?
I'm just saying, not only do you not listen to the podcast, you apparently don't participate in the podcast either, because you have no idea that Tyler hasn't been here for 3 weeks.
You stared at me all last week.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Amanda, he does that every episode.
I know.
Well, she's sitting right across from me.
You don't look at me, you don't look at Tyler. You just look at right over there at Amanda.
I don't look at
Bubby's
Tyler.
Bubby's not really to your left. He's straight in front of you. You lie to the people all the time.
My left, my right, straight across from me. That's how I'm doing this. That's how I laid out the board too.
Okay.
Yeah. Not directly.
People okay. Just so you know, it's a little bit of a lie.
So ask Amanda the same question, Bubby, because she was here.
Okay, Amanda.
Okay, I'm listening.
Was there an erected Seven Brew across the street?
Erected.
No, there was not.
No.
It was laying on the ground.
Now, Bubby, turn to me and ask me on Wednesday, was there an erected Seven Brew over there?
Wednesday, was there a Seven Brew over there?
They
no, there
was
not.
They put those things up in like an hour at most. Like they just truck it in and drop it down.
I went to work Thursday morning.
Yeah.
There was no Seven Brew.
Yeah.
I came there was a crane in that lot, but there was no Seven Brew. Thursday morning. Thursday night I came home. There was a fully built and I'm going to believe operational Seven Brew on that site. They are like mushrooms that come up overnight.
Yeah.
They just and then there's a Seven Brew.
Have you ever seen one? Like they go down the highway.
Yeah.
That way. And then they just go.
Yeah. They build them all off site.
Yeah.
So they spend like.
I've never seen it.
Like a month, 2 months digging up dirt and putting down a pad. And then boop, they just put that little thing down on top of it. And they're like, ta-da.
I just know. Yeah. I travel up and down Sunshine quite often myself. And
yeah.
Between the first of this week and today, there was no Seven Brew. And now there's a fully erected Seven Brew.
He keeps saying
love
erected.
Seven Brew.
Just keep saying that
it's
word.
Delicious.
I hate the concept of this damn thing being this close to my house.
It's great.
Because I think it's good. Much like, so I live near the whitest corner in America, which is at the corner of Campbell and Sunshine, where we have a Bass Pro, a Chick-fil-A, McDonald's and Starbucks. There's also a pawn shop there. That is the whitest corner in America, okay? That white people love all those things, okay?
I know where you're going.
And now they have added this damn Seven Brew into this mix. Because when I try to go to work in the morning, the traffic is just a nightmare of everyone trying to get Chick-fil-A for breakfast, get their Starbucks, and probably go over there to Brass Pro. So that whole intersection is just a nightmare. And now they've dumped a Seven Brew on top of this, just jack this up a little more.
It might be bad for like a day.
That Raising Cane's, which is Raising Cane's, which sucks.
It doesn't suck. We also, when I say we, I mean me, the royal we. We love Seven Brew and Raising Cane's.
Now, so are you Raising Cane's above Chick-fil-A?
100%.
Oh no.
All day, every day.
Tyler?
No.
I know. We've already talked about this. Nope. I'm alone in my journey.
Okay.
It is fine.
All right. And I've not been to the Humagoos yet, so I cannot judge them
Yeah.
because it's too far away. especially for my lunch.
I keep calling it Hoomagoos to people, and they're like, "What are you talking about?" Like, oh, I know you don't listen to the podcast.
A, you don't listen to podcasts, and B, it's Hoomagoos. Okay. So that 7 brew literally went up within like an 8-hour window.
So we have one on the south side, and there's always a line of cars in the morning when I drive into work. A huge line of cars.
That's what I'm saying. It's gonna.
But they have really long pathways, and it's like two lanes.
Also,
I don't think
they're allowed to be on Jefferson or Sunshine. I think they have to dump onto that side road that's over there too. I think they have to go in and out for that
on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Between Jefferson and Kimbrew, I think they have to be on that road because everyone is like, no, you're gonna jack up the whole traffic.
Yeah, they will.
Because they're talking about like putting a barricade down the middle of Sunshine, like all the way down it, so people can't make the left-hand turns except for at lights, because people keep getting in accidents on that damn road.
Now, are they building something else in that lot?
No, I think that's all part.
It's just like drive-through.
Yeah, I think that's all.
It's really nice. They do a really good job of like keeping their.
So you know how Chick-fil-A's got like the windy really back and forth drive-through. It's kind of like the windy back and forth right there. So we'll see how it goes. One night I might be out there with a Molotov cocktail just whipping it at that thing. I don't know. We're going to find out.
Shooting flame
arrows at it. I'll be stopping there every day
it.
After the podcast. I'll go into the 7 Brew, come out, go over to the Canes, and then go home.
And get dinner.
Swing by Bass Pro and pick you up a nice duck call and then straight to the house.
No, I don't go there either. Quack.
All right. I think that's going to wrap this one up. This has been a good podcast. If you have enjoyed the podcast, you can check us out on our website. It's allfishandships.com. If you'd like to write into the podcast and tell me about your rational fears or anything else you want to tell me about.
Or if you've been able to triangulate the location of the podcast recording
If you know where my house is, you can send us a picture of my house and really freak me the hell out. But write into the podcast. Let us know if you're enjoying it and what you like about it or what you hate about it or... if you think we should replace Tyler with someone who shows up once in a while, because he won't be here next week either, because he's going to be on spring break. So write us there. It's all fish and chips. It's all fish and chips at gmail.com. You can check us out on our Facebook group. We also have a Facebook page, but there's nothing on that one. And I know that Facebook page, but I also don't know how to get rid of it. So that thing just exists. But we have a Facebook group. We also have a Facebook group. Right. If you want to join that,
in charge of that.
Bobby's 100% in charge of the Facebook group. You can sign up for that. That's a monthly event that Bubby hosts in his basement
for premium subscribers
only. Premium subscribers. Those three of you who are Patreon subscribers, it's coming. Beware. It's not optional.
Carol.
That is mandatory. Facebook group. You can check that out in the show notes. We also have YouTube, where our videos are going. There's a TikTok and a Instagram and some other things that are not getting a lot of attention right at the moment. But we do have them. And the Patreon, if you'd like to be a Patreon subscriber. It's only $3 a month, but it will help us out. One day, there's about $25 in there right now. I'm saving up for a microphone, so I'm very excited about that. it's like my allowance, but it's not for me. It's for the podcast. But you can check that out at Patreon. It's in the show notes, but it is it's all fish and chips at Patreon. And you will get a picture drawn by somebody in the cast and some sort of other gift that goes along with it. And you will get that within, let's say, 4 months of you signing up. The best I can promise. I'm not good at this. I'll admit that openly. But we really appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. If you do like the podcast, let your friends know and tune them in on and let them know about the podcast and get them hooked as well. But having said all that, my name is Thor.
Bubby.
Tyler.
Here we go.
Amanda.
And no matter what you got going on in your lives, kids, remember, it's all fish and chips.